So, today I'm going to discuss something that I see floated around in many forums and why. Now, you're going to say, well, you're just mad because the ancient Church of God would be affected by this. Well, not really, but I'll explain that here down the road. One of the big things that atheists float around or occultists float around, and this has floated around in just sheer jealousy, basically, of the way churches use their money. I see this all the time where people go, tax the churches and raise all kinds of money. That would raise all kinds of money, but here's where the problem comes in at. And people with a shallow mind, people who don't have perspective, always shout this from the rooftops. The churches operate charity on that difference of taxes. And I can tell you this from the operation of a church and donations coming in, that we have expenses. A lot of people don't realize that buildings cost money because they don't really... Churches are businesses. They're not something that people do out of a tent. And yeah, there are tent churches, but even they have a bottom line business expense. Churches are ran like businesses. There's wages, there's et cetera, et cetera. And a lot of churches operate on a very, very thin line. And that tax-free status, the cash flow insert, allows them to operate, but it also allows them to provide vital services. These vital services could include food banks, clothing, they could include hospitals, healthcare centers, and other operative services. Now, people all put people into one basket. Not every church prospers like Joel Osteen's church, for an example. There's plenty of churches that operate on a very, very minimal income, barely paying their rent, barely keeping their lights on, barely providing services. A lot of them operate on a thin line of the tax-free status. And if you want to tax that, here's what happens. Well, we'll raise millions upon billions of dollars. Yes, but that will go to the government. And the government will determine how that money's spent. So what does that money go towards? Do we create more projects? Oh, well, spend some of it on hospitals so the government controls your life. This is something where people don't think. This is coming from a rudimentary thought of communism. Eliminate religion, etc., etc. A lot of atheists will shout, and at least the atheists that are low income or on disability or things like that, they'll shout, tax the churches, when they don't realize that taxing churches will put a dent in the services they provide. I guarantee a lot of you atheists aren't willing to donate to a Catholic, nor are you willing to donate to a hospital or many other type of civic organizations that are typically provided by a church, a synagogue, a temple, etc., etc. You're not willing to make up that money that these churches are operating on. I guarantee it. Like, I'll give you an example. Let's say that the ancient Church of God takes $500 into the house. Let's say we have a meeting. What do we do with that $500? Okay, well, we might pay an accountant to make sure our books are on track. We may publish some new items. What, let's say we tax that, so we end up with $350 or whatever if you pay your business taxes correctly. So we lose $150 of this income. So then we have to make even more income to make up for the $150 that the government's taking, and doing what with it? Redistributing it to a program they want to. I guarantee they're not going to provide a church. They're not going to provide lights for a church. So then the churches are going to go into a situation where they're going to need to raise even more money. And that's okay. you know, this idea that all churches are alike comes from people I think that are dumb. I think they're just stupid. And if you're listening out there and you're thinking, oh, this is such a great idea, then you also should be willing to donate to poor people, food banks, etc., etc. Take a portion of your money and donate it out of your free will to civic organizations. But you won't, because you're atheists. You want to donate to causes that you want to donate to, which is okay. But so do people in Islam, Judaism, paganism, other groups. They want to donate to their god or their goddess or whatever type of pantheon that they have. And no one should redirect that funding to the government, because we already know that the government, in some cases, can't provide accounting methodology for receiving money. Let's say they get $176 billion, for example. Maybe they'll spend that on, who knows, studying the snails in the Amazon. Or, you know, how come a dog poops in a certain way? So now that money that was destined for vital services, like maybe a food bank or a clothing drive or maybe a church building to keep their lights on, gets diverted to the government, and then it would have to create a program in its own self to help churches that would be hurting. And oh boy, we could just hear the atheists scream then. There's a new program for every church to help them keep their lights on. Oh no, we can't have that. People have freedom. The freedom to have faith, practice their religion, and etc. Part of that freedom is to be tax-free. Now, there are people who do what I call, they take advantage of that system. We run into people all the time in running a business or a church. And a church is a business. I don't care how you call it or how you see it. We run into people all the time that take and buy a Rolls Royce with their money. That's not everybody. So maybe there should be some auditing. But auditing that is more for the mega church, not for the local Baptist church or the local Catholic church, and agree or disagree with problems that they've had, criminal records, molestations, etc. That doesn't mean close them down. They can police themselves. If not, those who are caught in such criminal acts are usually policed by the government anyway. You know, this is the thing. This is simply people decrying an idea to close down churches. This is another way that people will trample on your freedom. And the atheists love this idea because, number one, how charitable really are they when they become... I'll give you an example. Let's say that you are a person of faith and you believe in God, and whatever God, whether it be the God of the Islam, the Jew, or, you know, the Christian, or whatever. Let's say that you believe in that God. Well, you're going to donate to protect your faith. You're going to donate to enhance your faith. You're going to donate to help the church keep their lights on, etc., etc. Now, if the churches are taxed, here's what will occur as well. People will receive a 1099. Now, the more the government is involved in this, the more that they have oppression on your money. The more they have oppression on a business. And a church is a business. I don't care. Anybody that thinks it isn't is stupid. Okay? But anyway, churches take such money, and that fine line between 500 and 350 that they get, and they would apply that to, let's say, at least I do, and I got to say that out of all the ministers that I met, people would do this. They would take, let's say they got $500, and it's tax-free, so they get $500 in cash. Well, out of the goodness of our heart, and to promote a ministry of any kind, and I do this myself, we're going to give a certain percentage of that money back into the community. Whether that means setting up a soup kitchen, providing clothes, paying a bill, helping somebody make sure that their rent is paid, making sure that somebody is hospitalized. And this occurs even bigger scale with much larger churches. I mean, they set up a hospital, they pay for a funeral, they pay for a car service to take people to their church. I mean, all these things cost money. And people act like they don't cost money, and because their local church got $50,000 last week, that the government is entitled to a percentage of that. So maybe now they get on $50,000, maybe they get $25,000. So now the church is going to go, okay, well, we're not going to donate as much this month to the local hospital. So the people who go to the local hospital have to pay higher costs. Or, well, if they pay it, but they have to pay higher costs in everything because the hospital will adjust itself to cover that difference. See, you can tax anybody, but what happens is they just increase their donations. They increase, etc. It's not easy. A lot of churches won't make it. So next time, and let's say you're a person of faith and you're realizing, hey, maybe there's not as many Catholic churches anymore, or maybe there's not as many Jewish synagogues anymore. Why is that? Well, because now they're paying taxes. Now maybe they can't afford to have a building which holds 1,000 people. So now they have to scale down to a building that has 250 people. And I can hear the atheist right now. Great, that's great. Okay, well, you atheists, if you want to gather, I would seriously doubt that you're going to put a lot of money together to have an atheist-type building. Most of y'all are in a situation where if you don't believe in a god or goddess, and it's okay to do that, you probably aren't really doing a whole lot. You may donate, let's say, to Wounded Warriors or Black Lives Matter or some goofy thing like that, or you might donate to the local pet store or whatever. But the thing is people are entitled to donate where they want to. And keep in mind, most 501(c)s are tax-free anyway. So does the local Humane Society deserve to keep $500? Or should they be taxed as well? The same thing applies for the local Catholic Church. Agree or disagree with their religion. I don't agree with their religion, okay? But they're entitled to hang on to that money as well as the 501(c) is of the local Humane Society. No one can dictate that because, like I said, the government is a poor steward of money. So if you want to say, okay, let's tax churches and raise billions of dollars, you won't see it. You won't see it. You could talk about it, but unless you're wealthy, unless you're a multi-billionaire, you're not going to see any of that government money. That's not going to help you out. Unless, of course, it's creating more social programs like studying tree frogs or something like that. We'll give it back to the poor in the form of food stamps. How much do you want to pay in taxes? And you could shout, give it back to the poor. Food stamps, but chances are your voice isn't going to be heard. You're not an important person. Politicians don't look at religion. They don't look at atheism. They don't look at any of this stuff. They live in big houses. Most of them are, you know, living off a couple hundred grand a year plus expenses and things like that, plus all the money that they can receive from contributions, campaign funds, etc., etc. So they're living at a much higher level than any of you. They don't care. They don't care that people are starving on Main Street USA. They're worse if it comes down to who to tax. Don't tax the churches. How about we get rid of more politicians? Because they don't care. And that's kind of a weird part of the argument. It's kind of askew. But like I said, less government creates a better environment. Well, what are you doing? You're creating more government by taxing churches, religious organizations, synagogues, and temples. creating more oppression. How much more oppression do you want? Hell, we just went through the China virus thing and we all had to mask up and all this other stuff. That's oppression. That's oppression. It's all right. A lot of churches can't even go back yet because their states have oppressive laws. How many more laws do we need? How many more times do we need to break the back of religions? I'm not a Christian. I'm not a Jew. I'm not a Muslim. We're a form of arsonism. We don't need people to break our backs further. We receive far less than the local Baptist church in donations, trust me. So how little do you want us to operate on? I know a lot of listeners will say, ain't okay, because if you're so good, you'll make it on your own. Okay. So no more than, let's say this. You cut the Ancient Church of God's budget. Well, we're no longer charitable then because our expenses are not going to exceed our incoming money. So we don't have a problem paying taxes. We don't. We'll pay our taxes. But we just won't provide money to the local food bank. Or we just won't have a program. Are you going to fill that in? Are you going to be the person who donates to that? I'm not. I'm paying taxes now. Matter of fact, I'm double taxed because I not only run a church, but I also work. So I have to pay double taxes. How fair is that? I understand you don't care. This is your attempt to break up the church. That's all it is. I don't think you'll ever see taxation of churches. I really don't. There's maybe 100 years from now or something like that when the government runs out of money. I don't know. They keep printing it. But you won't see taxation of churches anytime soon. Good luck.